Most of us naturally connect joy to circumstances. When life is smooth, joy feels possible. When life is a struggle, joy feels distant. But Paul describes something surprising happening among the believers in Thessalonica. He says they became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. Those words don't normally go together. Affliction and joy? This wasn't denial. And it wasn't pretending that the hardships didn't matter. The suffering was real. The pressure was real. But so was the presence of the Holy Spirit. Their joy didn't come from circumstances improving. It came from God meeting them faithfully in the middle of the difficulty. The Spirit sustained them, strengthened them, and produced joy that didn't depend on comfort or ease. And that joy was visible. Paul says they became an example to other believers. Not because they avoided suffering, but because they endured it with joy rooted in God's presence. These verses reshape how we think about joy. Joy isn't the reward for having an easy life. Is the fruit of the Spirit at work in us, even when life is hard. It doesn't ignore pain. It holds us steady in it. That kind of joy quietly points others to the faithfulness of God. It shows that our hope rests somewhere deeper than circumstances. So today, instead of waiting for life to get easier, ask God to produce His joy in you through His Spirit, right where you are, even in the middle of your hardship.